Biffy Clyro are a Scottish band who have had a massive single back in 2009 with Mountains. I am a mountain. I am the sea. Now they're in Australia, and they're currently on tour with Muse Around the Country on their Boom Blast and Ruin tour. Boom Blast and Ruin This morning, I'm going to find out if this band are really going to bring back the Biff while they're here in Australia on The Morning Grill.
G'day, James. How are you, mate?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Mate, first of all, welcome to Australia.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here. I'm sorry if we brought the bad weather with us.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's not a problem at all. At least it's not snowing.
Yeah, it's snowing pretty good back home.
No, bet it's not. Hey, you've come out here at a perfect time of the year. You know Oprah Winfrey's here at the moment too.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's nice to escape the cold weather back home. And it's kind of strange, though, in the run-up to Christmas, not to have... all the cold weather around, it's kind of biffing us out a little bit.
No, that's true. How are you coping with the heat? Are you finding it okay?
Yeah, I've just been staying indoors.
Oh, have you? That is, of course, until you get out on the stage with Muse later on tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. We played a show in Osaka during the summer, and it was we were on stage for 30 minutes, and we all got a suntan, and we're almost fainting, so it'll be interesting to see what it's like if it's hot this evening.
Oh, you'll have to wear ice packs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I think it will be. Now, is this the first time you've been to Australia?
It's not, Scott. It's actually our fourth time.
Oh, wow.
We've kind of like been maybe slightly under the radar up until now.
Yeah.
And, just doing our thing. We played here a few times before and always had a really great time. But it's nice to do something different. You know, we're doing our own shows whilst we're here, but it's nice to go out and play to another band's audience and, maybe steal some of that audience and, just have a little bit of fun.
Oh, well, look, you're not really climbing very many mountains with Muse fans, though, are you?
Well, no. I think there's a little bit of a crossover there, I guess. You know, we're kind of... reasonably similar in some regards.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, you know that Oprah Winfrey's in Australia at the moment?
I didn't hear that. No, I did, of course I did, yeah. It's impossible not to notice.
Well, because apparently Bon Jovi's going to be playing a secret show for Oprah somewhere in Australia. Are you guys going to plan and do a similar thing and try and gate crash the Oprah Winfrey show?
Oh, I think they'd see us coming. A mile away and shut it down.
Oh, I don't know about that. I reckon you guys would probably fit in quite nicely.
Well, maybe if she asks us nicely.
Awesome. I like that, James. I do. Now, while you're out here in Australia, you've been out here before, as you mentioned before.
Yeah.
Now, have you tried any of the Australian foods while you've been out here?
Have we? I'm trying to think what you would consider traditional Australian food. I mean, we've eaten food since we've been here.
Yes.
And I guess it's Australian. But I had last night some barramundi.
Barramundi, yes.
Barramundi.
Yep.
That was really nice. You know, I guess that's a very typical Australian thing.
Yeah.
And that was certainly really nice.
What about some Vegemite and Tim Tams? Have you tried those?
Vegemite is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what a Tim Tam is.
Tim Tams are like a chocolate biscuit, man. You got to try them. Yeah.
To try them, yeah. I should figure that one out.
Hey, how about, we'll do this. We'll swap you our Vegemite for some Haggis. How's that?
Oh, I don't know. No, I couldn't do that. We're going to keep the Haggis. I don't know if you guys eat Haggis out here.
No.
Not in the heat.
No.
Yes, you can only eat that when it's cold.
Yeah, you can. It's definitely a delicacy over there, isn't
it? Yes, it is, very much so. But we love it. You know, I think a lot of people just kind of talk about it to try and be gross or something, but it's genuinely tasty.
How many things of Haggis do you really eat?
Say again, sorry?
How often would you eat Haggis a year, do you think? Or a week?
Oh, several. I mean, once a month.
Really? Wow.
It's great. It's really nice with a poached egg. I know that sounds bizarre, but that's how I like it.
Hey, look, you know, while you're here in Australia as well, is there something that you really want to do? Like, because Muse have been out here a number of times. They pretty much know, the deal of what's going on in Australia. You guys have been out here a few times. What are you planning to do while you're here? Is there something you really, really want to do that you haven't done yet?
Last time we were here, we went out to Taronga Zoo.
Oh, lovely.
And that was really amazing.
Mm.
And then we went back to the Opera House, which, you know, I guess sometimes you wonder, because it's such a famous tourist attraction, whether... you know, you might be slightly disappointed because you've seen it on the television so much, but that was genuinely one of those moments where it's even better than you could imagine. You know, it's such a beautiful part of the city and of the country, and so iconic, I guess, in a way. But whilst we were there, we could see people walking over Sydney Harbour Bridge, you know, up in the kind of, they have like a rope walk thing or whatever, and that's something we'd love to do. It looks kind of scary up there, but that looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, you know, we wish you all the best while you're here in Australia. We hope that you really enjoy your time while you're out here as well. And you're here with Muse all the way through until pretty much just about just before Christmas. And what are you doing for Christmas?
Going to eat lots of food, I guess.
Yes.
You know, just spend time with family.
Lots of haggis?
Well, not haggis at Christmas, no. We have, you know, we have some traditions to uphold. Yes, we've been on the road all this year, and it's been a lot of fun, but it's certainly a time to go home and just kind of celebrate, I guess, the year and the coming of a new year, and just spend time with family and kind of relax as best we can.
Fantastic. Well, look, we hope to see you guys back out here in Australia real soon. In the meantime, you can check out Biffy Clyro's brand new single available on iTunes now. It's called Boom, Blast and Ruin. Check it out. And James from Biffy Clyro, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Grill. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure, Scott. Nice to talk to you.
You too, mate. It's Scotty's Morning Grill on 92.9.